This audio is the copyrighted property of Mike Prue, certified hypnotist. Reproduction in whole or in part is strictly prohibited. This recording is for your personal use only. This audio will only be effective if you have experienced a live hypnosis session with Mike Prue. During your live hypnosis session, subliminal post-hypnotic messages were imparted to your subconscious mind, explicitly designed to unlock the effectiveness of this recording. In other words, this hypnosis audio will be useless to anyone who did not experience a live hypnosis session with Mike Prue. For your safety, do not drive or operate machinery while listening to this hypnosis. Your eyes must be closed during the entire session. For maximum results, you should be seated and not lying down. Please make yourself comfortable, and let's begin.
As you sit there, comfortably resting, you can begin to realize that you can really begin to relax. Just take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you can imagine you're seated in a beautiful clearing in a wonderfully magical forest. It's toward evening, and the stars are just starting to emerge, and the sky is a deep, dark, beautiful blue. And perhaps in the distance, you can imagine the bubbling sound of a brook, or the pleasant sound of crickets that soothe and calm you in the safe, warm forest. And you can begin to imagine that over your head, a warm, comfortable light starts to bathe your head. And as it does, you can feel your face just start to relax. Just let every little muscle around your eyes just begin to relax completely. And take a deep breath and exhale slowly and just relax even more deeply. And as the light moves down over your face, you can let the tiny muscles around your mouth just relax completely. And you can even let your teeth part slightly and go even more deeply relaxed. And as the restful light shines down over your throat and over your neck, you may get the urge to swallow now, and that's okay, as you just relax even more. Just let yourself sink down lower and just go deeper and deeper, relaxed. And let the light flow down over your shoulders and into your chest, and breathe out stress as you go deeper and deeper, relaxed. And relax your stomach too. And as the light moves down your arms and into your hands, you can let every finger relax completely now. And let the light begin to move down the back of your head too, and into your neck, and down into your spine, letting your upper back just go limp and relaxed. And as the light moves into your hips and down your thighs, just Take another deep breath and flow down even more, deeply relaxed. And as the light relaxes your legs and flows through your knees and into your calves and shins, just relax even deeper now and relax your ankles and let the relaxation spread around your heels and into your feet, even causing every toe to just relax completely. And breathe deeply, relaxing, deeply breathing and relaxing. And now you can just imagine that you stand up in the beautiful clearing and begin to walk slowly and deliberately to the edge of the forest. And as you look down, you can notice a cool flight of marble steps, cool and green, leading down into the warm, safe depths of the forest below. And it's very comfortable to begin to descend the steps. And so you start to slowly and carefully walk like a sleepwalker down the marble steps to the safe depths of the warm forest. And you might even imagine the smell of the evergreen trees as you go deeper. And as I count down from 10 to 0, you can go all the way into deep trance. 10, just relax even deeper. 9, and slowly descend in your imagination. 8, and wherever you go, my voice will go with you, and you are very safe. 7, and very comfortable. 6, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. 5 times deeper than before, going deeper into a restful trance. Only 3 steps to go as you realize that 1 can always go deeper and deeper into trance. Now, on 0, all the way into a deep, pleasant trance. And you can recognize at a deep level the sort of sensations that cause you to feel safe as you go deeper to the place where your unconscious mind can enable you to enjoy a restful state that develops into something very comfortable. Places await you as you feel the sense or nonsense of all of this. That's right. And go deeper to that place now where you can feel all that your unconscious has to offer you in And as you are sitting there in that chair, relaxed, relaxing even more, your mind begins to wander, to think of a summer day, a place outdoors, a place with trees and fields and water gently flowing, warm air, a tranquil place where you have nothing to do, nothing to think about. And yet, there always seems to be something that stops you from relaxing, isn't there? Worries and concerns, and sometimes it seems like they never go away. And you know, there are times when you would just like to forget about them. And when you think about it, why not do that? I wonder if you can imagine what your worries would look like. I mean, if you were to take each worry and think about it, not the thing you are worrying about, but the worry itself. Imagine all your worries being converted into objects, like things. Imagine what size and shape and color each worry would be. And then imagine how it would be to line up all of your worries, put them down on the ground, and just look at them. Look at them as they lie there and notice how each one is different. And think about how you feel about them, about how long you have had them. And imagine that you find a bit of land in that place outdoors with good, rich soil, soft and easy. And then dig a hole for each one. See the size and shape of the hole, and see the first worry going in the hole, and see it being covered up, buried, and then smooth the earth over it, as if it had never existed. And take the next worry and bury that one, and the next, and the next, until every worry is buried. And then rake all the earth back and forth until there is no trace of them, just rich soil, ready for new growth. Now ask yourself, what is the opposite of worry? And allow those things under that soil to begin to change. And imagine going back to that place now and again, tending the soil. And after a while, you notice little green shoots appear, and those shoots grow. And soon the whole area is covered with little green shoots. And then leaves appear, and all sorts of different plants come up where those worries used to be. And those plants begin to bud, and then each plant gives flowers, one flower on some, lots of flowers on others, and you realize that each worry has a good part. Each worry has a good part, and you can enjoy the good part while letting go of the other part. And then the time comes when you are walking past one day and you decide to harvest those flowers and enjoy all the colors and forms and aroma, and you can weave them into a quilt of happiness. And then when you have gathered them all up, rake over the soil and smooth it out, and plant new seeds, and let those old worries recycle. Plant seeds of hope, plant seeds of strength, plant seeds of forgetting, and imagine what kind of flowers will be coming up from them. And nature is constantly reminding us of how things change, of how as one thing decays, it nourishes another, that good can come out of anything, and things that seemed permanent can just fade away to be replaced by something fresh and bright and new. And as you are sitting there in that chair, relaxed, relaxing even more, your mind begins to wander, to think of a summer day, a place outdoors, a place with trees and fields and water gently flowing, warm air, a tranquil place where you have nothing to do, nothing to think about. And yet, there always seems to be something that stops you from relaxing, isn't there? Worries and concerns, and sometimes it seems like they never go away. And you know, there are times when you would just like to forget about them. And when you think about it, why not do that? I wonder if you can imagine what your worries would look like. I mean, if you were to take each worry and think about it, not the thing you are worrying about, but the worry itself. Imagine all your worries being converted into objects, like things. Imagine what size and shape and color each worry would be. And then imagine how it would be to line up all of your worries, put them down on the ground, and just look at them. Look at them as they lie there and notice how each one is different. And think about how you feel about them, about how long you have had them. And imagine that you find a bit of land in that place outdoors with good, rich soil, soft and easy. And then dig a hole for each one. See the size and shape of the hole and see the first worry going in the hole and see it being covered up, buried, and then smooth the earth over it as if it had never existed. And take the next worry and bury that one and the next and the next until every worry is buried. And then rake all the earth back and forth until there is no trace of them, just rich soil, ready for new growth. Now ask yourself, what is the opposite of worry? And allow those things under that soil to begin to change. And imagine going back to that place now and again, tending the soil. And after a while, you notice little green shoots appear, and those shoots grow, and soon the whole area is covered with little green shoots. And then leaves appear, and all sorts of different plants come up where those worries used to be. And those plants begin to bud, and then each plant gives flowers. One flower on some, lots of flowers on others, and you realize that each worry has a good part. Each worry has a good part, and you can enjoy the good part while letting go of the other part. And then the time comes when you are walking past one day and you decide to harvest those flowers. And enjoy all the colors and forms and aroma. And you can weave them into a quilt of happiness. And then, when you have gathered them all up, rake over the soil and smooth it out. And plant new seeds. And let those old worries recycle. Plant seeds of hope. Plant seeds of strength. Plant seeds of forgetting, and imagine what kind of flowers will be coming up from them. And nature is constantly reminding us of how things change, of how as one thing decays, it nourishes another, that good can come out of anything, and things that seemed permanent can just fade away to be replaced by something fresh and bright and new. This hypnosis session is now slowly coming to an end. If you are listening to this recording just before bedtime, when you emerge from hypnosis, you will be able to turn off your listening device and then easily doze off to a healthy, satisfying sleep. If you are listening to this recording during the day, when you emerge from this hypnosis, you will open your eyes feeling energized and ready to go on with your day. I will count now from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will emerge from hypnosis. 1. Slowly emerging from hypnosis. 2. Slowly emerging from hypnosis. 3. Emerging from hypnosis. 4. Emerging from hypnosis now. 5. Emerging from hypnosis right now. 5. 5. 5. Fully emerged and fully present now.